Okay, let's get cracking. We are beginning today the second parak of Maseches Demai with Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Generally speaking, like we learned in the previous parak, the only time that the halacha of Chumas and Maestros applies, the halacha of Demai applies, is with produce, with crops that were grown within Eretz Yisrael. If it was, if it grew in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, then the halacha, these are all mitzvos that are tuluyos, ba'aretz, that are dependent upon the ground, the land in Eretz Yisrael, the soil of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it would not apply outside of Israel. Says our Mishnah, ve'elu devarim mis'ashrin demai b'chol makom. These are the things that you would have to separate demai in any place. These are the exceptions, even though normally demai would not apply outside of Israel. These are the exceptions when it would apply outside of Israel. Hadivela, when it comes to pressed figs. Ve'atamarim, when it comes to dates. Ve'hecharuvim, when it comes to carob. Ha'orez, when it comes to rice. Ve'hakamon, when it comes to cumin. All different types of produce that grow heavily in Eretz Yisrael. And as the Bar Tanura explains, we're specifically talking about these produce that are produced, that appear to be greater than regular figs or dates or carobs and so on. If there's something special, uniquely superior about them, then we assume they grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you would have to separate demai if you see them in Chutz La'aretz, if you see them outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah is going to conclude by teaching us an exception to another rule. Generally speaking, any produce that are imported, that are brought from outside of Israel to Eretz Yisrael, so even though on a Daraisa level they grew outside, they don't need to be separate. There's no Truma, no Meiser, there's no Demai on a Daraisa level. On a rabbinic level, on a Derabbanan level, the halacha is that people don't get confused, that any produce in Israel has to still be separated for Trumos, Maestros, Demai, and so on. That being the case, the Mishnah concludes with an exception to that rule. Ha'orez shebechutz la'aretz. If you have a rice outside of Israel, that came from outside of Israel, kol ha'mishtame shimenu pater, anyone who uses it, who eats it, and so on, is pater from Demai, as the Bar Tanura explains. That's because rice of Eretz Yisrael and rice of Chutz La'aretz look very, very different. They don't have the same qualities, they don't have the same taste and look, and so on. And therefore, if we have it from outside, people are not going to get confused, and you would not have to separate demai when it comes to rice. The next Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, is going to discuss how a person can make it so that he's believed. You have an Amar, it's a guy who's not believed, right? When he gives produce, we're a little bit concerned that maybe he didn't separate Maestros properly, and his produce has the status of Demai. So the question now is, how does a person who has this status of an Amaretz change it and become someone who we can trust, someone who we can rely upon? Says the Mishnah, HaMekabel Elav Lihiyos Neman. If a person wants to accept upon himself to be trustworthy, to be believed when it comes to Maestros, Me'aser Eshu Ochel, number one, he has to commit that he's going to separate Maeser from the food that he eats, V'yashu Mocher, and any food that he buys or that he sells, V'yashu Lokeach, any food that he's going to buy, that he's going to always separate. He has to make that commitment clearly and unwavering that that's what he's going to do. V'eino mitareach etzel am ha'aretz, and says the Mishnah, and he can't be a guest by someone who's an Amar, someone who we can't really trust, someone who's not so knowledgeable, not so learned. This person has to commit, I will never eat by his house, I won't eat from the food of his table, and I will not be a guest in his home. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamisarich etel ha'aretz ne'eman. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree that if someone's going to be a guest by an Am Haaretz, he is believed, we trust him. Okay, so it's not his home, he's eating by someone else. Okay, if he establishes, I'll separate Trumas and Maestros, and what I buy, what I sell, and so on, it's all going to be separated. We trust him, we believe him, he's no longer an Am Haaretz. But say the Chachamim, like we learned before, absolutely not, we do not believe him if he's willing to eat by an Am Haaretz. Now the Chachamim now are going to respond to Rabbi Yehuda and explain to him, why they think he's wrong. Amru lo, they, the Chacham, said to him, responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Al atzmo inu ne'eman, right? We're not going to believe him. Ketzad yehi ne'eman al shel acherim, right? If he's not going to be careful about his own food, what he's consuming, he's eating by an amar, that could certainly not be kosher, that certainly might not have demai, certainly might not have chumas and maaser separated from it. And if he's not going to be careful of himself, can we really trust him over the things that he's going to give to other people, things that are bought from him, things that are sold by him? Certainly not. Therefore, the Chachamim say, absolutely not. If he's going to eat by an Am Haaretz, he cannot be believed. And as the Bar Tanura pointed out, the halacha is like the Chachamim, that if a person is going to be a guest by an Am Haaretz, he's going to be a guest by someone who's not so learned, then we cannot trust him when it comes to separating maisos. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph gave us a whole slew of different produce, different crops that are the exceptions to the rule, that even though normally Demai does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to certain produce that are of a certain superiority, variety, they're very superior, the halacha of Demai would apply to them. And then we discussed rice, that even the normally fruit brought into Israel would have to be separated on a Dirabanan level. When it comes to rice, it would not. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Beis just discussed how a person can go about establishing clearly that he is someone who wants to be believed. He doesn't want to have the status of an Am Haaretz. He wants to have the status of someone who is trusted when it comes to maestros. Have a great day.